Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. It's Aussie Crawl there. Things don't seem 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And it is Thursday morning. That means it's time to go to the movies. Shane A. Bassett, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly.
I like you've themed this week's movies because there's a thing called Halloween coming up this weekend.
Definitely. I think that in the last decade, Australians have really sort of grasped Halloween and had parties and dress-ups. And best thing I like about it is all the creepy movies that get released in October. They're great.
Absolutely. Odeon 5 has got Halloween Kills. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is the latest in the Halloween franchise. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Do you know this is the 12th Halloween movie? And the 11th featuring the iconic character Michael Myers. Yeah, so it's been going a long time since 1978. That was the original.
Wow.
And still the best, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, if you like horror films, and Jamie Lee Curtis in particular, back as Laurie Strode, chasing around Michael Myers, who never seems to die, this is for you. Have a look at it on the big screen.
Halloween Kills, it's called at Odeon 5 Cinemas. Now, the Rocky Horror Picture Show and The Nightmare Before Christmas, they're both also showing this weekend at the Odeon 5.
Yeah, well, I like both these movies, one mainly for children, one for adults only, of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah, there's Halloween special screenings on Saturday and Sunday for both movies. I mean, A Nightmare Before Christmas is stop-motion animation, which I love, but, you know, it can be a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie. That's what I like about it. So check them out both Saturday and Sunday at different times. Have a look at the program.
Yeah, some might suggest that Halloween is indeed The Nightmare Before Christmas as well. Now, tell us about Ron's Gone Wrong. This is also at Odeon 5.
Yeah, family-friendly animated comedy. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I know kids are definitely going to love it. It's about this popular toy that all the kids are getting, this little robot that becomes your best friend. But except this one particular kid, he got one that is a bit haywire. It's fallen off the back of a truck. It doesn't go properly, but the fact that it is different is what makes this movie so funny. So I think kids are going to have a good laugh. Some adults might like it too. But yeah, family-friendly, Ron's Gone Wrong at Odeon 5.
Okay, and tell us about After We Fell, this one on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I quite like these movies, Gilly. This is the third in the After series, based on a series of books. We've had After We Collided, now After We Fell. The third installment just continues this opposite attract romance between a couple that aren't really together, but they are together. I like this Australian actress who's in it, Josephine Langford. She's so good. Look, it's a melodrama, it's drama, it's romance. Have a look at it. I think it's a good girls' night out movie.
It's called After We Fell on Amazon Prime. Shane A. Bassett, he takes us to the movies each week. Shane, as always, thank you, mate, for our Halloween edition this weekend, and we'll catch you next week on the show.
Yeah, go check out Rocky Horror Picture Show. I want to see you do the time warp, Kelly.